What is adaptability? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education and developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4 and our oldest student who is 85. And this month we are talking about adaptability. Last month we were talking about discipline and what we needed to do in terms of getting our work done before we play. And adaptability plays a little bit of a role in that idea. It's being willing and able to make change. So when we're talking about adaptability, we're talking about this ability to have your eyes open, your ability to be aware of things around you, your ability to have an open mind, and your ability to problem solve. Adaptability is all about problem solving, as is discipline to an extent, which is what we talked about last month. Having to be disciplined means you have to problem solve how you're going to get everything that you want to get done before you go and play. Your adaptability means, oh, if I set my goal and this is what I want to get done, what do I need to adapt? What do I need to change? How do I need to address it? What creative thinking do I need to put in place in order for that to happen? So I find that these things kind of, they go together. They work together along the way. And so as we're working with younger kids about it, they get set in their ways. I mean, us adults, we're set in our ways too. We like things the way we like things. Absolutely. But if a kid really has his heart set on chocolate ice cream or a certain color car that they want to play with that their friend is playing with, you know, the temper tantrum happens and the emotional outburst happens. So that's when, as adults, we need to practice our patience and teach them how to be adaptable. Teach them how to problem solve. They currently are playing with the blue truck. You can't. What could you do instead? How can we solve the problem? What can we do? Can't just go up and take it from them. What can we do? You absolutely can ask them for it. You absolutely can pick a different color car. You absolutely can choose a color car and play with it for a little bit and then switch it with them. Those things can help teach them their adaptability. So it's up to us as parents to make sure that we're modeling that kind of behavior, that kind of being willing and able to change as we're growing, as we're learning. And the more that we gather knowledge and we learn new skills, the more we're able to be flexible in our thinking and understanding of things that are going on around us. So as we go through this month of adaptability, we want to make sure that we're modeling these behaviors. We're understanding that many of us are set in our ways, all of us in some way, but some of us more than others. We're going to talk about how do we adapt to environment. We're going to talk about how do we adapt to people. We're going to talk about whether or not we've adapted too much and how do we set a healthy boundary, because there's something to be said for adapting, but at the same time, maintaining some level of this is important to me and it really needs to be done this way. So finding what that line is and where we grow from there helps us be adaptable in other areas of our life. So as we go through this month, we're going to talk about how do we adapt in a multitude of different ways. So I'm really going to enjoy, you know, sharing this conversation with you guys. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.